Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, with the Oklahoma Youth Expo in full swing, we had the opportunity to check in with 12-year-old Trenton Morton from the Newkirk 4-H chapter, who shows weather goats, to tell us about his favorite things at OYE.
Meeting all the new people, showing my livestock, playing with my friends and stuff like that. That just brings it all together. I mean, if you just showed goats, like, it's not as fun. It's a lot more exciting when you get to do all the kinds of stuff that's provided here.
OYE, the greatest show, allows friends and family from all across the state to get together and support their loved ones in the show ring. And Trenton says he loves that support.
If I didn't have the support of my family and my grandpa, I would most definitely not be here at this, because they've been behind me the whole step, the whole nine yards. And I just have them to rely on if I'm down.
To see all of the Oklahoma Youth Expo action, including pictures of the winners, champions, and grand champions, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, with spring upon us and planting season just around the corner, cotton producers have several things to consider. With exceptionally high input costs, drought, and shipping concerns, now's the time to start thinking about all those things coming up. I had the opportunity to speak with Don Parker, Vice President of Technology Services with the National Cotton Council, and he said the critical thing this year is going to be management.
I've been talking to some producers who they're already trying to get some fertilizer and it's not available right now, but they're told that it's on its way. So shipping concerns and transportation are something that we have to be very aware of this year. I think that probably the key thing for this year is going to be top management. And it's going to be thinking about timing of things, planning ahead, making sure that you've taken every measure you can so that if the shipping does become an issue, you've got a backup plan of how you can proceed.
Parker also advises to start taking some preventative measures now so that when planting season hits, things are going pretty smoothly.
So right now, I would encourage everybody to really look at your plan, make sure you've thought about what if something interrupted that plan? Do you have a backup and strategy on how to move forward? I think that another thing that I would try to encourage everybody to really think about is before you really get to rolling in the field, certain activities that you can go ahead and do now that will make it run smoother as you get into it. For instance, if you know your herbicides that you're going to use or something like that, go ahead and make sure you get your labels downloaded, that you get your documents in order so that once you do start all of that, you don't have to try to keep up with all the paperwork. At that point, you've already got that laid out and are ahead of the game on it. It'll take some pressure off.
Once again, that's the Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council, Don Parker. You've got farm news on Ron.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.